2021 Membership Survey by the PSYOP Survey Subcommittee. Richard Vosburgh, Victoria Stage, Victoria Hendrickson, Harry Cohn, Stephen King, Brett Guidry, and Eric Zito. Read by Tom Toddy. PSYOP's membership survey is conducted every 3 years, most recently in January of 2021. Approximately 15% of the current membership participated, N equals 1,147, compared to 14% of the 2018 members. The detailed results of the 2021 membership survey can be found on the PSYOP survey website. Our focus in this article is to share the results as quickly as possible. Upcoming articles will focus on actions that are planned and underway. An executive summary of the results is provided here. Overall findings. Membership satisfaction and engagement are strong. Scores are favorable, 86%, and trending upward. Commitment to maintain PSYOP membership is high at 89% favorable, up 1 point from 2018. Drivers of engagement suggest the importance of connecting communities of interest, openness to discussing ideas, improvement resources, and the value of PSYOP membership as compared to other organizations. Members see many areas for improvement for the website, including general aesthetics, usability in facilitating networking and job opportunities, ease of user interface in navigating PSYOP updates, official messaging and databases, as well as availability of practical resources. A majority, 61%, of members are satisfied with PSYOP's efforts to facilitate a balance between academic and practitioner interests. Although the sentiment is notably higher among members in academic settings, 71%, than those in practitioner settings, 52%. Connection to PSYOP's four goals. One of the ways we reviewed the data was how it linked to PSYOP's goals. Goal number one, collaborate with organizational leaders, communities, and policymakers to understand and confront relevant real-world problems and translate scientific knowledge to promote individual and organizational health and effectiveness. Comments suggest the need for more direct use of IO research and science to address issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. Feedback suggests an opportunity to provide resources to better communicate the impact that IO can have in business and government settings. Goal number two, build a diverse, inclusive, and agile PSYOP that maximizes our impact through effective people, process, technology, and data infrastructure. Scores on technology resources, including the website, are more moderate, identifying room for improvement. Feedback suggests that PSYOP can be more active in connecting different groups and segments. Comments suggest that PSYOP has an opportunity to prioritize the visibility of minorities as well as representation in PSYOP leadership. Goal number three, use and strengthen our ability to gather, energize, and align all those invested in understanding and improving work and workplace issues in ways that inspire action and inclusive dialogue. Results show that the PSYOP conference is a good opportunity to connect the community. Outside of the conference, PSYOP could do more to support general interaction and connection between members. Member feedback reveals a desire for more resources that provide practical advice and templates for use in organizations. Comments suggest a need for more external outreach to the world for collaboration and interdisciplinary work. Goal number four, create an ecosystem that generates future IO psychology capabilities to advance and advocate for both science and practice by guiding education and lifelong learning. Feedback suggests that PSYOP could support educational programs, undergraduate and graduate, to build a stronger, more diverse pipeline. Member comments also discuss a need for developmental resources designed for both academic and practitioner audiences. Impact of COVID-19 on work. Although 20% stated that COVID-19 did not have a significant impact on their work, the following impacts were experienced. 15% had projects or work on hold, 12% focused on different types of work, 12% experienced at least one layoff or a significant loss of work, 11% faced reduced productivity, and 10% had lower quality of communications and relationships. PSYOP's reputation. Results suggest that IO may need some marketing or public relations outside of IO. Being a member of PSYOP is highly regarded within. IO Psychology, 82%. Psychology outside of IO, 27%. Business schools, 27%. Applied business settings, 29%. ANOVA and T-test results. There was no significant difference in overall satisfaction based on employment settings. Fellows indicate higher overall satisfaction compared to student affiliates, associates, and members. Satisfaction was significantly higher for PhDs compared to those with master's degrees. Satisfaction was significantly higher for those who self-identified as heterosexual than for other groups. Satisfaction was significantly higher for those who self-identified as white rather than other groups. There was no significant difference in overall satisfaction based on country. Fellows' commitment to maintaining membership was significantly higher than students' affiliates. Again, our thanks go to those who participated in the survey. We encourage all PSYOP members and leaders to review the full survey results posted on the PSYOP survey website and continue to share your feedback. Our team is also reviewing alternative approaches in the months to come up on how we can continue to gather feedback more regularly as we address critical areas of opportunity for our society. For additional feedback or questions, please contact Victoria Stage at vstage31@gmail.com.